Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The United States and Canada are closing their borders today to non-essential travel as both nations try to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. President Trump said in a tweet he posted this morning that trade will not be affected, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a press conference in Ottawa this morning that the closure will limit tourism.
I just spoke to President Trump again this morning, and we have agreed that both Canada and the United States will temporarily restrict all non-essential travel across the Canada-US border. Travelers will no longer be permitted to cross the border for recreation and tourism. In both our countries, we're encouraging people to stay home. We're telling our citizens not to visit their neighbors if they don't absolutely have to.
Trudeau emphasized that some trans-border travel will be allowed, which he said includes Americans and Canadians crossing to do, quote, essential work and for other urgent reasons, unquote. Alaska's primary U.S. border crossing points are on the Alaska Highway south of Tok, on the Top of the World Highway east of Chicken, and at Hyder in southeast. In an attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus, Governor Dunleavy has banned dine-in food and drink service at Alaska restaurants, bars, breweries, and other businesses until April 1st. Takeout delivery and service can continue to be offered. The ban came as the state confirmed 3 new cases of COVID-19 illness yesterday, one in Anchorage, one in Ketchikan, and one in Fairbanks, all travel-related, bringing the statewide total to 6 cases. According to a release from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, the new Fairbanks case is a woman who is in stable condition and has self-isolated. At a news conference last night, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, advised Alaskans that they can play a role in slowing spread of the illness.
We've seen just in a few days that we've had no cases to one cases to now more cases. And this is what we're going to continue to see with this if we do not all work together to stand apart, to be able to socially distance, but to also take care of each other.
Dr. Zink said investigations of the in-state movements and contacts of the 3 new patients were just beginning to be looked into.
The Ketchikan one is underway, as well as the Anchorage and literally the other Fairbanks one. I was notified as we were walking into the room.
Dr. Zink said the investigation of Fairbanks' first 2 COVID-19 cases announced Monday has underscored the importance of banning dine-in service at Alaska businesses. Dr. Zink said the state has confirmed that the Fairbanks men who tested positive Monday both had moved around the community while contagious.
Within the city of Fairbanks, after they had returned and while they were having some mild symptoms prior to being diagnosed, and that is part of the reason we are issuing this mandate to really kind of slow that social spread and try to slow things down as much as possible. We do believe that we have made contact with nearly every individual that we need to make contact with. We believe was in close contact, but because of the movement of people, we do think it's an important mandate at this time to really slow the spread even further.
One of the Fairbanks cases of COVID-19 confirmed Monday is a University of Alaska Fairbanks employee. UAF Chancellor Dan White says the man's office is on the university's upper campus.
We have now notified employees that occupy the O'Neill building who are suspending use of the building until we can take a 14-day stay-at-home self-observe period for those employees, and will, of course, clean and sanitize the building itself.
The 3-story O'Neill building houses laboratories and offices for several programs, including the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, the Institute of Marine Science, and the School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is closing foot traffic to facilities and requiring many employees work from home as coronavirus spread concerns heighten. KUAC's Robin reports.
The borough is in its third day of closing down all its offices, parks, and rec facilities. Mayor Bryce Ward says some services must continue, and the administration is trying to keep, quote, some level of normalcy, unquote.
The goal is to try to continue to provide our services and do what we're here to do to the greatest extent possible. We're also weighing the public safety and the safety of our employees as part of that decision making.
As Alaska shifts to working from home, many borough employees are remaining far apart, but communicating over the phone and through software applications.
We have made transition within the organization to a lot of virtual meetings using a Microsoft product, and that seems to be working well. The challenge we run into with some of our remote areas is the bandwidth issue.
But not everyone can call it in. The transportation department is keeping all the buses running. Ward says they're examining ways to increase social distancing to protect drivers and passengers.
If we can't put procedures in place that would protect the employees and the public, then we may have to consider shutting down those systems as well. So it really has to do with the cleaning regimen, how quickly we can get back in there and clean those buses, at what type of intervals, and then what type of safety procedures are we putting in place for the folks that operate those pieces of equipment.
And the mayor himself may not have any more face-to-face meetings. He's in one of the COVID-19 vulnerable groups. He's getting chemotherapy for a diagnosis of lymphoma. In the conference room outside his office, he was across the room from newspaper, radio, and TV reporters.
I'm doing well. I'm still going through treatment, and we're just taking it one day at a time. We've been really aware of public meetings and engagements, so maintaining social distancing, as we're all doing here in the room, and limiting my time with public gatherings. That was what we were doing to begin with. So it seems like we're taking that on as a community mission now for everyone's health and safety.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Governor Dunleavy has formed a team to develop a plan to protect the state's economy from coronavirus impacts. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that former Governor Sean Parnell, a Republican, and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, will lead the team of Alaskan economic leaders and former elected officials.
We need all Alaskans standing together as basically as force multipliers against not only coronavirus, but also against the economic uncertainty that we face. We have to put all hands on deck, put aside political differences, and figure out what we can do to ensure that the livelihoods of Alaskans are protected and we have a long-term plan.
Parnell and Begich say they will be reaching out to business leaders in several fields, including tourism, hospitality, retail, oil and gas, and fisheries. The administration also is working with the legislature on coronavirus response funding. The Senate Finance Committee is considering a proposal to provide $8.5 million in grants to municipalities losing revenue from the cruise ship industry. The plan also would provide $15 million in public health and emergency programs. The proposal is in addition to a bill the governor signed yesterday that provides an initial batch of state and federal funding. The legislature is also considering $30 million in community assistance. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says he expects the legislature to finish work on the operating budget in the next 2 weeks and to reconvene in late summer or early fall to act on administration proposals.
This is a multi-step approach to a very dynamic incident dealing with this virus, or issue dealing with this virus. So the trail will have many curves and turns, and we're going to respond accordingly and keep our public safe.
Meanwhile, Fairbanks Republican Senator Click Bishop has been working with the governor's office on a bill to get unemployment insurance benefits to affected workers immediately. Legislators also have expressed interest in helping small businesses access credit. Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp said yesterday that the legislature must be prepared to act quickly.
We know that we are going to have to be responsive and looking at what we can do to mitigate the biggest problem of all, and that's the pandemic of fear that has swept globally. That ship has sailed, but it is the fear that has resulted in economic collapse that we have to deal with.
The Senate Finance Committee will start hearing public testimony on the operating and capital budgets today. There was a moderate earthquake in northwest Alaska this morning. According to the Alaska Earthquake Center, the magnitude 5 shaker occurred at 7:31 and was centered 40 miles south of the community of Shugnak. It says that the quake, which was felt in the nearby village of Kobuk, appears to be associated with a swarm of earthquakes that have occurred in the Purcell Mountains since February 2019. Thomas Warner of Norway won the Iditarod early this morning. An update from Alaska Public Media is coming up. I'm Dan Bross.